This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, really, and what's going on, and just being up on the issues. And if you're not up on the issues, please don't respond to anybody on Facebook. I mean, really. They had... There was a Christian guy on Facebook that was spewing some of the information or what he believed to be truth. We have denominations in the Christian community for a reason, because we all totally agree 100% the same way. Not that it makes it right or wrong. I'm just making a statement. And people get the impression that one Christian speaks for them all. Be nice if that was true, but they don't. So it's the same way when you guys take a tweet or whatever and you run with it and you're wrong, you're way wrong. The rest of us have to take days sometimes to try to fix that, turn it around. To explain why, not quote unquote why you were wrong, but at least explain why what you were saying is not necessarily accepted by everybody in the Christian community. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of you old-timers, and not that anybody's going to remember this guy, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. A friend of mine, a guy I grew up with. How many of you remember that old Prince Spaghetti commercial from 100 years ago? Come on, some of you must remember that. Remember the mom leans out the window and she screams for her son? And he comes running. I mean, the joke is that she yelled he was 6 miles away. Now, who, how are you going to hear your mom 6 miles away? Right? But he passed away the other day, and I figured at least I owed him honorable mention. He said a lot of nice things about my mom when he was on the show. So anyway, my prayer goes out to his family and him. There's so many stories I could talk about here. Now, you know the big story that kind of people are kind of talking about, but not really. You know how Hillary Clinton? Some of you catch the fact that she basically told Joe Biden not to concede under any circumstances on the night of the election. I mean, maybe they need more time to steal it. I don't know. Why would you tell somebody that? I mean, she hasn't conceded hers, basically, either. She's still fighting for it there, too. And, but now she's telling them, no matter what, if Trump is reelected, do not concede the election. So, what does she mean by that? What does she expect them to do? Dan Crenshaw recently wrote a piece for Fox News. Now, he said that Clinton's warning to the former vice president proves that Democrats are building the narrative that if President Trump gets reelected in November, it will be illegitimate. He will have stolen the election because he wouldn't allow mail-in ballots. And, you know, for those of you who still think there's no big deal, there's no difference, there's a major difference between simple mail-in ballots and absentee. Now, the Dems would love you to believe that, look, an absentee is a mail-in ballot. What's the difference? Well, here's the difference. The difference is you have to fill in an application. You have to request an absentee. It has your signature on it. Then they send you another letter or a form to make sure that was really you who asked for it. And then when you vote, supposedly, your signatures are supposed to be matched up. Under mail-in ballots, a different story. What the states are doing, including California, is they're sending you out. First of all, they're supposed to be cleaning up the voter rolls. They're not doing it. I'm just telling you, they're flat out not doing it. And they send you out a ballot that says, hey, are you okay with us mailing you a ballot? You check off yes, you send that back, you get a mail-in ballot. This is not the same thing you have to go through with absentees. And they're already talking about the fact that there's 1.2 million more ballots being pushed out, or being sent out or being registered, if you would, than there are voters. Now, the only way that could happen with legitimate bodies is there's 1.2 million illegal immigrants that those ballots are going to, or they're actually sending them out knowing that they're not right. How many Joe Messinas can live at one address? Probably three in my case, if my son and my dad lived here. But there's differences in the names. Slight, but differences. Clinton went on to say that Joe Biden shouldn't concede under any circumstances. She was on an interview on Showtime's The Circus. Perfect for her. Right? Now, it was released on Tuesday. Well, bits and pieces of it were. Right? She goes on to say, because I think it's going to drag out, and eventually I do believe he will win. Well, yeah, because they'll keep pumping ballots in. If we don't give an inch, and if we're focused and relentless. Now, look, first of all, they have 30 days. 30 days to certify the election. So they'll have plenty of time to count these things over and over and over again. I guarantee there'll be a battery of lawyers all over the place going after any kind of irregularities that go on, which may be fine. The funny thing about it is that like 98% of the time, voter fraud goes in what direction? To the Democrats. So it's amazing, again, that they even bring light to this. You don't want anybody paying attention. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Clinton, she may have verbally conceded it, but she hasn't mentally conceded this at all. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless them.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Welcome back. I'm back. I hope you are. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, head over to the website. You don't even have to do that. Simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. That's the way to do it. And then you'll get a notice that the show's coming on or who we're going to have on, that kind of thing. You can decide to listen, not listen. You can stop at any time you want to. Let's get back to, Hillary Clinton tells Joe Biden that he shouldn't concede under any circumstances. That's because she's still licking her wounds, thinking that it was owed to her. The Democrats are 110% sure that they've got this sewn up. They're going to get the Senate, the House, and they're going to win the presidency back because people are sick and tired of Donald Trump. Right, they're not sick and tired of the lawlessness in the streets run by Democrats. No, they're not sick and tired about that at all. The other thing I love is, I keep calling them the party of non-responsibility for a reason. Have you noticed, as I've said several times tonight, have you noticed that They take absolutely no responsibility whatsoever for what's going on in the cities. They're not responsible for any of it. Now, Joe the Biden came out. I guess he denounced the violence, or he said we shouldn't have this kind of violence. I agree with him. I'm sure most of you do, too. But where are the others? Where's Pelosi? Jackson Lee? You know, where are these people? Schumer? Nowhere. Nowhere to be found, because I want to make sure that it's perceived by those that are, you know, crashing, banging, smashing, that they're on their side. Right? The 2016 Democrat nominee, known as the Clinton, she lost the presidential election 4 years ago to President Trump. An aggregate of the polls by Real Clear Politics show Biden leading Trump, a Republican, by more than 7% points nationally. Don't believe it. Who are they asking? How are they asking the question? Right? I mean, we've heard over and over and over again that most of these polls are Dem heavy. Why would you do that? You should do Democrat and Republican the same exact percentage and then do independents. Others decline. So what are you going to call it? I don't care. Clinton suggested that the election will be close, accusing Republicans of trying to tamper with the results by messing up absentee balloting. Well, no. We're not trying to mess up absentee balloting. That's great. Great way to do it. We're trying to mess up this unchecked, unverifiable mail-in ballots. That's what we're trying to mess up. And you've proved you've done this. Ballot harvesting, in areas where ballot harvesting was allowed, and you sent out your teams to ballot harvest, somehow you flipped decade-long Republican areas into Democrats. How do you think that happened? Usually there's a gradual switch. Nothing switches overnight. How do you think that happened? For those of you who don't know who ballot harvesting or what it is, you may not have it in your state or your area. Some people actually go to your door, show up at your door, and basically say, I'm here to make sure that you mailed in your ballot. If you haven't mailed it in, I'd be more than happy to take that from you and make sure it gets to where it needs to go. Now, there's a lot more to it than that, but that's the essence of it. And if the woman or the guy at the door says, well, I haven't finished filling it in yet, because I really don't know about a lot of these things, could you explain them to me? Oh. Yeah, no problem there. She goes on to say, we have to have a massive legal operation in place, Clinton said. Well, what for? Right? They're already laying their plans out. We all know listen, we all know what the plan is. Trump has to be defeated any way they can. Has to. Right? Now, they'll tell you it's because the nation is at stake. Because we need to be that America that we always, you know, the kinder, gentler America. No, we don't. We don't need to let China take advantage of us. We don't need to let Iran take advantage of us or the Middle East as... How much violence is going on in the Middle East right now? Very little. You know why? Because Iran can't fund them. They have no money. Anyway. Crenshaw went on to say that people should find it very suspicious that Democrats don't want any regulation on the voting. None at all. The problem with that, Dan, I don't agree with Tim, I keep saying this, we give people way too much credit. Democrats and Republicans, but Democrats in this case, that's what we're talking about. They don't care how it happens as long as Joey B gets in. Now, there is that group of moderates, group in the middle, just like there are Republicans. No cheating, no how, fair, it's where I'm like that. If you want to beat me in my seat, then beat me by doing the right thing. Beat me by getting the people to vote for you. Don't beat me by cheating, by putting out lies about me. They're starting to build a narrative that if Donald Trump gets elected, it will be illegitimate. Right? Now, millions of Americans are going to vote by mail because of the coronavirus pandemic, which is really funny. Why don't we do this? If you can get out the house to go grocery shopping, you can get out the house to go vote. Right? Let's put the polling places at the supermarkets. What do you think? Weed up a chunk of the parking lot. Go there. You can go. You can go vote. Right? State election officials in several key battleground states have warned it could take days to count the votes. The result has been a partisan battle over voting by and again, it's not the absentee that is the irritant. It's the strictly sending out vote-by-mail ballots. I'm telling you, we have more people listed at our house than should be. Why is that? Who gave them the names? Who gave them the addresses? Did you approve changes to the agency aimed at cutting costs, including prohibiting overtime? You're talking about the Postal Service Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy. And some of my friends are irritated because I'm kind of sticking up for him. He was a logistics guy before he went there. You know, again, why not try to help? Why would you, what do you want to be put in there? A mechanic? You want somebody who understands the problem. No different than doing it the other way around. Right? I mean, you're not going to put a dentist in as a mechanic. So this is nothing. I'm telling you, people. If you don't get involved in your neighborhood, if you don't get involved in the voting, if you don't get involved in the ballot harvesting for the right reasons, kiss it goodbye. You have a choice to make. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side radio show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Second Lady Karen Pence used her speech at the Republican National Convention to pay homage to the military.
I have been privileged to hear so many stories of selfless support, volunteer spirit, and great contributions to the armed forces and our communities.
Also speaking at the convention's third night was Kellyanne Conway, the outgoing counselor to President Trump.
President Trump and Vice President Pence have lifted Americans, provided them with dignity, opportunity, and results. I have seen firsthand many times the president comforting and encouraging a child who has lost a parent who has lost a child.
Vice President Mike Pence is scheduled to speak from Fort McHenry in Baltimore. The Dow gained 83 points. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
You are some messed up white people.
See, sometimes I even need to see or hear the last word. Did you guys realize that Bill O'Reilly is on the air again? God, I thought he retired. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm not making fun. I'm just saying. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just truly being engaged. Being part of it, being engaged. Talking about... never made it to President Clinton, and her telling Joe Biden to wait. Don't concede the night of the election. Don't do it. We'll need days to stuff the ballot boxes. You know, and if you want to fix this, all you got to do is get a bunch of experts in the room. Don't do it yourself. I wouldn't. I bring in the experts on the issues. You know that. You've been with me long enough to understand. Right, people want to know that their vote counts. They want an election that's verifiable, secure. You know, it would be great. I was thinking today, I don't want a chip, but it would be great to have some kind of, you know, card chip to vote with. So bio would take your thumb and the card chip as security. You know, and again, why can't we do in-person voting? Dan Crenshaw said everybody would agree on those common sense elements, so you should find it suspicious that these things the Democrats are fighting against, they don't want to do. No verifiable IDs, no kind of secure or security information. I mean, you're sitting at home thinking to yourself, well, why is that? Why wouldn't they want that? And it's funny, talking to the guy in the last hour, Jerry. He made a point that's very true. People are working, they're doing things, they're not paying attention. They see the highlights from their party or comments from their party, and they think that's gospel truth. And it's not. He goes on to say it's very, very, very strange. It's because they want to create chaos in the elections. They want to be able to tinker with the chaos and claim victory. Yeah, there were so many things wrong, and it was so close that Biden really won the presidency. We should let him be the president. It's just amazing. And Trump has repeatedly raised concerns. I have. Many of us in the business have. Because we've reported on it. We've seen it. We've seen it happen over and over and over and over and over again. Anyway. One down, one to go. I'm saying that in the most loving of ways. Pence accepted the nomination. He warns voters you won't be able to be safe if Joe Biden wins America. I believe that. And Joe Biden America? No question about it. Where's he been? Where's he been? Right? Christy Dome came out tonight. Some of you may not know who she is. I should make you look it up. I'll wait. She's the governor of South Dakota. She opened up tonight. She painted a dark portrait of the American cities that are in widespread unrest tonight. Right? George Floyd started the whole thing off before we saw the whole video. Everybody got in trouble. Stuff was being, I won't say lies, but untruths were being thrown around, guesses that people made as if they were true. Then we saw the rest of the body cam a few weeks later after all this damage is done. And the cops were telling the truth. It didn't just start the moment. They didn't just throw him down and put their neck on his... And again, nobody agrees that was the right thing to do. Nobody I know does. But there was a lot of resistance going around the front end. There were other people in that car. How come they didn't get hurt? They did exactly what they were told to do. Do what you're told to do. Live to sue their butts if that's the case. South Dakota governor did open. She painted a dark portrait of America's cities. The widespread unrest. The violence gripping many of them. When you think back, I think it was Portland, where they tried to burn down, take down the courthouse. And nobody wanted to do anything about it. So it's okay to have all this damage done. That's fine, right? The case of both the black men fueled allegations of police brutality and racial injustice. The protests have escalated to looting and violence because nothing says inequality like looting and rioting and violence. When you talk about cities like Portland, New York, right? Noam decried what she called cities overrun by violent mobs. And she can't blame anybody but the people running the place. People running the place? Democrats. She said it took 244 years to build this great nation. But we stand to lose it in a tiny fraction of that time. What did Franklin say when asked? You have a republic if you can keep it. Big difference between a republic and a democracy, if you would, or as it would be Democrat run. No matter that Democrat run cities across the country, being overrun by violent mobs. Right? We're not just talking about looting. It's looting. It's chaos. It's destruction. We've seen murder. We've heard reports of rape. Many of them. South Dakota's governor's words, come as Trump and his supporters, are sticking to a law, a really firm law and order message, which is what you should be doing. Why not? When you look around and see all this going wrong, there's other things that need to happen. But do you really think that the person living in Seattle, Portland, or in Wisconsin is wondering whether they're going to be able to make it on their trip to France next Tuesday? As they look out their window, they see their cars aflame. People go down some of the streets with mobs of black people go down the streets with flashlights, big flash them in windows, saying, get ready to get out of your home. It's ours and give it to us. It's our homes. We deserve them. Reparation. Isn't that cool? Isn't that what they deserve to do? Throw other people out of their homes? And where are the Democrats? Nowhere again. In just 4 years, President Trump has lifted people of all races, all colors, all races, all backgrounds out of poverty. He didn't put a limit on it. He shrunk government, put money back into the pockets of hardworking, ordinary Americans. He's advanced, he re-sparked religious liberty. He's protected the Second Amendment. I mean, you won't find anybody in the last 50 years who has got as much done as he has. Not even our beloved Ronald Reagan. We love to give him God status, but he had his moments. He had his issues. Goes on to say that there is no mother in this country that wants to raise her child on the streets of Portland, Seattle, Washington, and or Chicago at this point. Right? Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has authorized the deployment of 500 members of the National Guard to Kenosha doubling the number of the troops in the street. The governor's office said that he's working with other states to bring in additional national government. My God, I would cover them 5-1. Seriously. Let them get so nervous. Let them feel the wrath. Let them worry about what's going to happen to them, those people rioting, right? Now, right now, the Justice Department is sending more than 200 federal agents from the FBI, U.S. Marshals, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. The White House said that up to 2,000 National Guard troops would be made available. You got to stop this. You can't let it go. I mean, you can from one standpoint. If I really want people to see what the Dems are going to do if they get countrywide control or support, whatever you want to call it. You know, look at California. How's it running? What's it look like? And please don't send me an email telling me, oh, it's the fifth largest economy. Okay, well, does that mean that it doesn't have the fifth largest debt? Second largest debt? Third? Whatever there is? There's a lot of debt in the state they don't even admit to. Which is a little funny bookkeeping scheme. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. I think next hour, or maybe next segment. I don't know if you guys heard Representative John J. DeBerry Jr. out of Memphis, Democrat. He's had it. He is not happy with the way things are going down. And he wants to write some things out. And you know what? I think he ought to. Wait to hear what he has to say. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-0855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and, you know, in the chat. Just listening, getting involved, getting informed and engaged. That's really what I'm looking to do here. I'll give you the information. You decide what to do with it, not to do with it. You don't have to do anything with it if you don't want to. Obviously, we still live in a free country for the moment. Really, you want to get engaged. The way you get engaged is you get the information. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. A lot you can be informed with. So I told you earlier, and somebody is kind of pushing on me to play it, but I told you earlier about the Representative John DeBerry. And John is very upset. He's from Memphis. He's very, 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 very upset that... about the violence. Now, I'll play as much of it as I can, because we don't have a whole bunch of time left, and it's a longer clip. But you got to hear the words the man says. This is coming from the heart. This isn't a speech that he sat there and wrote, said, you know, how am I going to get brownie points? How can I make it sound like I really care about these people? This is a speech you can tell that he cares. You can tell he wants people to change. He wants people to do things a different way. Now, let's see if I can get it on the screen. That would be really nice, wouldn't it? There we go. All right. Let's take a listen.
them to do. We find ourselves doing it quite a bit in this body, and that's unfortunate because folks sent us here not to accuse each other of anything, but to do the job that they sent us to do. And I rise not to go against or support this legislation. I rise because I continue to hear references to what I saw in growing up in this country and growing up in the state of Tennessee as I walked with my father and worked with my father here in the state of Tennessee, in Memphis, Tennessee, and across this state and across this country, in the middle of what has been referenced to on several occasions, the civil rights movement. And, you know, people continue to refer to this, but I saw it. I saw men and women stand with courage and integrity and class, and they changed the world. They changed the world because what the world could see in them was the lie that was being told about them. I am one of those individuals who walked in back doors because the law said I had to. I'm one of those individuals who rode on the back of the bus on the back seats that were not cushioned because the law said I had to. I went to the water and drank colored water because the law said I had to. I went to a school where everybody looked like me and the country was divided and segregated because the law said that I had to. So all of these things we continue to refer to are the things that me and my generation lived. We saw it for ourselves. We're not reading it in the history books, but we lived it. I went with my father when he and our neighbor got one of those I am a man signs.
You know, as I'm listening to this, it's dawning on me. How many people in BLM that are actually out there fighting were in the civil rights fight? How many of the white folks that are fighting were actually in the civil rights? I'm going to lose time on this. Take a listen.
And went downtown Memphis and watched him stand there proudly with Dr. King and other men and women, black and white, who had enough courage to stand up against what was wrong. And the way they did it, they had on their suits, their shirts, their ties, hats, and if it was cold, their overcoats, they locked arms, and they marched peacefully.
Oh, you mean they didn't have combat gear on? Riot helmets? Shields? Bricks?
And Dr. King stood for that which was peaceful because the world took a look at what was happening in Memphis, in Chicago, in Detroit, in Washington, D.C., and all over this country. We changed the entire world, and we changed it because those men and women had enough guts, integrity, enough citizens.
Did you hear what he said? He said that their movement changed the world. He's not kidding. He's serious. What I find interesting is, you know, in the latest set of riots, they're claiming that this movement has changed the world, but not for the better. No, the fighting and the riots, the burning of buildings, burning of cars, the taking over cities. When you have black people going through the street, any wouldn't matter whether it was black, Asian, or Hispanic, going through the street saying, "You owe us, get out of your homes, give us your homes." How does that help? How does that help society as a whole? How does it help bring us together? This guy gets it. He was there. He walked it. He was part of it. Take a listen. Learn. Get engaged.
And love of country, because my father was a Korean War era soldier, as many of those other men and women were. They didn't beg for anything. They didn't beg for citizenship. They demanded it because they were American citizens who paid taxes, who raised children, who paid house notes and rent, and did everything they were supposed to do so that they could demand from this country and
its constitution those things that they were supposed to have. How did they do it? They did it by standing like men and women of integrity and class and common sense and values. When the riot started and folks started burning stuff down, that's when my father took my arm and we left. We left because that was not what we were there for. That was not what Dr. King was there for. That was not what others who are famous in the civil rights days were there for. This was not peaceful. It was not part of our movement, and it only hurt everything.
Did you catch that? Did you catch that he said, basically, when they went there, and it was turning violent, and it wasn't what they wanted, they left. They didn't sit and watch. They didn't hang on the sidelines. They left. Because they were, it wasn't what was right.
That man lay in a pool of blood. I stood there and watched him make a speech. The building wasn't really full. It was crowded because there was a terrible storm that night. But my daddy was intending, and most certainly he wanted to hear that speech and wanted me to be there. I gave my seat to a lady who came in wringing wet and stood over, not because there weren't any other seats, but because I could stand against the wall and be closer as he spoke. I watched that man shiver. I watched his voice shake. I watched him tremble because he knew something. He knew that he probably wasn't going to leave Memphis. I don't know what providence God.
You know, I'm running out. I wish I could play this whole clip for you guys because I know you're not. It's hard to sit down and listen on your own. Things get your attention, pull you away. But he finishes up the speech with, this was not Dr. Martin Luther King's dream. And if you don't think that Martin Luther King changed the world and made a major change in the black community, then you don't know your history and you're not paying attention. See, Dr. King didn't have to burn down buildings, burn up police cars, call for frying pigs when it came to talking about police. He didn't have to do any of that. It wasn't called for. It wasn't necessary. But that's what we've devolved to. That's where we've come. You know, at the end of his speech, and I wish I had queued it up properly, and I didn't. I apologize. His question is, what kind of people have the Democrats devolved to? And he's not the only one that feels that way in the party. There's plenty of others that do. Right? So it's not just him, you know, with his own personal opinion. Look at all, and I know you're gonna say it's different, but look at all the black folks that are leaving the Dem party. They're not necessarily becoming Republicans. That's not the goal. The goal is to have them see the party for what it actually is. You want to talk about the real racist party? It's the Democrat Party. Look at how they treat you. Look at what they do to you. How often do they actually show up at your events? Every 4 years, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Write it down because you need it for future use. I guarantee it. And I want you to keep it written down. I mean, God bless. Thanks for being with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me. I appreciate the emails that I get and the nice comments that I get about the show. And head up to the website, therealside.com. Sign up for our email blast. Sign up for text alerts by texting TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Be safe, people. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.